The Irish band Bell X-1, named after the supersonic rocket plane from the 50s, joins us today. The band actually got their start in 1991 under the name Juniper, and with a fourth member. That was Damien Rice, who left the band for his well-documented solo career. It took Bell X-1, with their drummer-turned-lead singer Paul Noonan at the helm, a while to get going, but their album Flock, which is new here in the States but has been out in Ireland since 2005, did the trick, debuting at number one there. I started out asking Paul about the transition from Juniper to Bell X-1 and from being the drummer to lead singer.
Well, yeah, we were always... Dave and I had always written songs for the band, so... as a drummer, I had nothing to lose but my chains. it was a little kind of unnerving initially. As a drummer, you're clothed very well in drums and cymbals and stands, but standing out in front, I did feel quite naked for a while, but I think I grew into the role.
And when you made the change from Juniper to Bell X-1, what did it represent? Because people knew Juniper quite well, and I guess they therefore were waiting for whatever you did next. What did it represent?
I suppose Juniper was well known, but only through kind of two singles that did well in Ireland. We never made an album. So it was a little, I don't know if you have the expression, all fur coat and no knickers.
I love that.
In that there was kind of, we didn't have the substance of an album to kind of define the identity of the band. And when Damien left and we went on as Bell X-1, we made an album very quickly, within about 6 months, I think, after he left, we had the album done. So I suppose that was a conscious decision on our part to quickly establish a different identity for the band.
And you're about to find out what that identity is as they're about to play live for us. You want to do something from Flock to start things off?
Yeah. We're going to do a song called Rocky Took a Lover.
Soul through the black hole, and she said, "That's a wonderful way to wake me." But you weren't so nice last night. You're such a hole when you're drunk, and he said, "At least I'm okay in the mornings." He said, "The three wise men came long way following that pinhole in the sky. Yeah, that one right there." She said, "I don't believe in any old Jesus. If there was a God, then why is my arse the perfect height for kicking?" And he said, "I'll shine for you. I'll burn for you." Said, "I'll shine for you. That's what I'll do." He said, "They're like headlights in the rearview mirror. They're closer than they seem, and from this gutter we're still staring at the stars." She said, "Would you go away and shine last night? All you did was curse those stars." You said, "They sang to you of hope." He said, "The sun gives life and it takes it away. But like all the greats, it'll burn out someday." She said, "I don't mind. I don't want to get bored. I don't want to end up beached on the shore. I wanna be that star. I wanna be that star. Oh, let me be that star. then I can burn for you. I'll shine for you. It's what I'll do. Here it comes. Here comes the night. Here it comes. It's what I'll do. It's what I'll do.
And that is the truly romantic song, Rocky Took a Lover, that begins Bell X1's latest disc, Flock, a song I absolutely adore. What was the real situation that inspired that song? It couldn't have possibly been so hopelessly, wonderfully romantic, except for the part that someone got drunk, and I assume it was you.
It wasn't actually me. It was a guy... I lived in a part of Dublin called Smithfield for a long time. It's kind of the old market area of Dublin. And there was a guy who lived on our street. He was a homeless guy, been there for 25 years. And we got to know him in the time that we lived there. And he was obnoxious and insane when drunk, but the sweetest man ever when not. So, you know, there was a certain kind of yin-yang there. You know, you knew how to... He had to know how to kind of take him, but we kind of helped him out quite a bit, and he used to sleep out the back of the house in the laneway at the back of the house. He slept on a wooden pallet, and one morning I woke up and looked out at where I knew he'd be sleeping, and he was there. He had taken a lover. He was there with a lady friend, and there was something just really sweet about it. And the song is, I suppose, is an imagining of a conversation they may have had that morning.
Great song. Yeah, one of the things, actually, it's not just in this song, but in other things I find throughout the record, you take expressions we know from songs or aphorisms or things, and you throw them into your lyrics. And, you know, a little bit of Here Comes the Night in there, and the whole concept of being in the gutter and looking at the stars from, I guess, a couple of songs have used that. I love how you do that. It provides a kind of a familiarity in it.
Okay.
You do that consciously, or are you...
You know, some call it plagiarism.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure it didn't come off as I was saying that, because I actually... I do think it's kind of cool.
Yeah. I suppose they're kind of...
Can we call them homages?
Maybe? I suppose homages and I suppose kind of pointers or common touchstones to kind of... That I know that everyone, or that, you know, most people will take an image from.
Maybe, absolutely. You know. Absolutely. Our guests today are Bell X1, and that's Paul Noonan, and David Garrity's on the other guitar, and he's got a banjo hiding somewhere as well. What do you want to do next?
We'll do another song from the record, a song called Bad Skin Day. Yeah? Cool.
One, two, three, go. Of a bad skin day, and I can't face my lover. On a bad skin day, am I this alone? Volcano has erupted, and the ash sails down. I'm a poor soul of Pompeii. Oh Christ, I'm such a drama queen. On a bad skin day, you're far from me. Far from me. Right where I want you to be. Far from me. I could have got a job, could have been a contender, 'cause this streak is only so long. They're all different shades of the same song. There's a wind in these sails.
As gorgeous Bellex One are playing live for us today, and that's Bad Skin Day, another one from the Flock album. One of the seeming, from where I'm sitting here, big cultural differences between where we sit here in the U.S. and Ireland is that these gorgeous, heartfelt, lyric-dependent songs that you write can become big hits. I mean, this album went to number one, did it not?
Yeah.
There just seems to be a hankering for the word in Ireland. It's really cool because you're not the only band like this that this happens for.
Yeah. Well, it's something I've only really been thinking about recently, kind of coming here and being asked about the tradition of storytelling is something you do grow up with in Ireland, and doesn't necessarily have to be in a kind of formalized way where you kind of gather and tell stories or anything, but there is definitely a lyrical atmosphere, I think, even in the sense that the Irish language itself is quite a lyrical language. When you do direct translations from Irish, they're often quite just beautiful. For example, there's a how you say I miss you is vraham tú uam, which means I feel you from me. And there's so many examples of that, and I think that kind of by osmosis from generations, it kind of creeps into the writing and the songs.
Now, this is kind of so acoustic and so kind of open and tender, the way you're doing these songs. Are you able to get down to this way in a regular live show, or is this?
No.
Yeah.
The live shows, certainly in Ireland, the live shows are so big now that, and it's something that kind of in some ways bothers us, subtlety can go out the window at times. It becomes more about grand gestures and
lighting cues and things like that.
Pyrotechnics.
Yeah, pyro and can-can troops and stuff.
Cannons.
But I suppose that we really enjoy doing the songs like this because we'll always kind of test the songs to see if they work in this kind of setting, and that is the true test of the song.
You wanted to do some things that weren't on the album. Are these old things or new things?
This is a song from a previous record, which we hope will see the light of day in the States at some stage. But it's from an album called Music and Mouth, and it's a song called Next to You.
Part of our experiment. When you said go and I went, like a gooseberry on Noah's Ark. Yeah, I watched them filing two by two, and I set sail without you. I'm not over you, can I get back? sun. Got your hair all back and on. Sundown, sundown, baby. Ba da da ba ba da. Ba da da ba ba da. Ba da da ba ba da.
And that is Next to You from Bell X1. And I didn't even know they were going to do that song when we were having our homage discussion earlier. So, good tune. What do you guys want to finish up with? Because we haven't heard the banjo yet. So
the banjo is, we've saved the banjo for last, the grand finale.
As well one should. That's good.
I should have known by the arc of the empty wine glass. I should have known, 'cause you step on, don't walk over cracks, looking over my shoulder to see you looking back over yours. But you were paying the ferryman even after Chris said don't. But you're not Morgan, not Morgan, no you're not Morgan, not Morgan, you're not Morgan, not Morgan, no you're not Morgan, not Morgan, well you're not Morgan. And then again you're she, the only one talking now is my alphabet soup. I'd say like some children, but you couldn't eat a whole one. And the only one talking now is my alphabet soup. And he's on a loop. Yeah, he's on a loop.
Spaghetti. What's that you're saying to me? Tomato coated spaghetti.
it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay.
That is Alphabet Soup, Bell X Wonder playing live today. And that is another one you will not find on the debut album here in the States called Flock. And our thanks to Paul Noonan and David Garrity for playing live for us. Hey, thank you so much for coming by.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Cheers.